January 24, perfect in Him. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5:48. God requires moral perfection in all. Those who have been given light and opportunity should, as God's servants, aim for perfection and never, never lower the standard of righteousness to accommodate inherited and cultivated tendencies to wrong. Christ took upon Him our human nature and lived our life to show us that we may be like Him by partaking of the divine nature. We may be holy as Christ was holy in human nature. Why then are there so many disagreeable characters in the world? It is because they do not suspect that their disagreeable ways and rough, impolite speech is the result of an unholy heart. It is the fragrance of our love to our fellow men that reveals our love for God. It is patience in service that brings rest to the soul. It is through humble, diligent, faithful toilers that the welfare of Israel is promoted. God upholds and strengthens the one who is willing to learn Christ's way. All right inventions and improvements have their source in Him who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. Whatever we do, in whatever department of the work we are placed, God desires to refine and ennoble us. He desires to control man's mind that he may do perfect work. The delicate touch of the physician's hand, his power over nerve and muscle, his knowledge of the delicate organism of the body is the wisdom of divine power to be used in behalf of suffering humanity. The skill with which the carpenter uses the hammer, the strength with which the blacksmith makes the anvil ring, comes from God. He has entrusted men with powers, and He expects that they will look to Him for counsel. Thus they may use His gifts with unerring aptitude, testifying to God's glory that they are workers together with Him. Thus they purify their souls by sanctification of the Spirit through the truth. In their experience, the words of Christ are fulfilled, "The pure in heart shall see God." See Matthew 5:8. All should feel that they are working to one great end. The work in every department is God's, and those who do that work with exactness, without blunder, represent God's perfection. Letter 9, January 24, 1899, to those occupying important positions in the General Conference.